This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
In just a few months, the value of the website Pinterest has more than doubled. It's now valued at $11 billion. Now, for those of you who haven't used the site or the app, Pinterest lets you pin photos of interest to you onto a virtual board. It's like a scrapbook. The company's been raising money from investors, and Pinterest says that in its most recent round of fundraising, it secured $367 million. We're talking about a lot of money here. So where's all that value coming from? Marketplace's Nova Safo takes a look.
Now, I admit I have an account on Pinterest, but I'm not sure what to do with it. So when I called up avid user Jessica Robinson, I had a very basic question.
What is Pinterest?
Okay, I think it's kind of an idea finder.
Basically, she uses the site like a giant digital scrapbook.
I'm a relatively new homeowner in the past couple of years, so I'm slowly trying to find out what style or what things I like in my house.
And that's where Pinterest has value, because Robinson is exactly the kind of person advertisers want, says Carol Phillips. She runs a marketing consultancy called Brand Amplitude.
Women still are some of the biggest spenders. They control a lot of the family budget. In categories where they're not the buyer, they're also an influencer.
Categories like groceries, apparel, family entertainment, and yes, home design. On Pinterest, women make up about 70% of the audience. And they're not all early adopters or young teens, says Don Stanley. He teaches digital marketing at the University of Wisconsin.
Pinterest is a mature network.
A network with money. A third of its users are in $100,000 plus households.
It has the deepest penetration in demographics that tend to have a higher socioeconomic statuses.
That might explain the $11 billion valuation, which, by the way, is just a billion less than SpaceX, a company that sends rockets into space. Not bad for a digital scrapbook. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.